Kurt Apsey is in here with us today on The Ticket. We appreciate you coming in and getting right to it. With the Big 12 talking about the possibility of expansion, it's nice that Boise State's name gets thrown around. And thrown around, that's, you know, maybe not saying it the way it should. Being considered is a good thing, yes?
No doubt. Yeah, I think it proves that we've been doing it the right way. You know, we've talked about this before on the air, and you guys have asked a lot of times, you know, what's our plan? And our plan is just to be good where we are. And mm-hmm. I think we've done a really good job of that. And I think that's the reason that our name is in the conversation, just like many other schools. And I think that's a testament that, you know, we're doing things the right way. And if that opportunity comes, you know, we'll address it at that time.
I like your approach. You're not out there, you know, bandwagoning. You're just kind of laying low and letting the wishy-washy, sorry, those are my words, Big 12, because one day they're expanding, one day they're not. I know it's all changing, and they have the right to change. But you guys have, and I think we asked you, the last time we asked you, you said, we grilled you about the infamous brochure. And you said, well, we have ours ready, and we're ready to go fast, and we'll send out the information that's necessary at the appropriate time, if there is an appropriate time. And then we read that 1 to 5 schools maybe reached out to the Big 12. Have you guys, whether it's an informal text or a formal brochure or anything in between, have you guys reached out to the Big 12 at this point?
We have not had any lengthy conversation with anybody in terms of expansion. And what I mean by that is, you know, there hasn't been a 45-minute conversation over the phone with Bob Bowlesby or presidents in the Big 12 right now. That does not mean that we're not having, you know, short conversations with the appropriate people, especially when we're talking about it internally. And it's been a big topic of conversation with us, and we're ready to tell our story, I guess is the best way to do it. Our style hasn't been to go out and talk about what we're doing. And I think at least for now, that's the way that our president wants it to be. And that's how we're going to keep it. And I apologize. I can't give you guys more information. I'm just going to say what I've been saying all along.
Because you've never been asked this before, clearly.
Well, you know, but you know, hey, people care, and there's nothing at least we're being asked, right? And I'm not just going to come out and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we want to do. This is where we want to be. I think people know that our president, who's going to make the final decision. I mean, like I told you last week, I provide the information. I give him insight on what I think. I give him information on where our coaches are. I give him my opinion on what I think is best for our department. And then he is going to make the decision, just like the 10 presidents in that conference in the Big 12 are going to make that decision for him. And so we'll go about our business like we normally do, and we'll make sure at the end of the day that we're doing what's best for Boise State.
Rick asked me earlier in the show, what criteria do I think that the presidents would use when, and they already know, they've been going through this grind for months, years. Mm-hmm. Your answer is going to be way better than mine. I talked about, you know, overall athletic department success. I talked about university-wide education, what kind of university, what kind of campus do you have? And then obviously TV, households, and money, and all that kind of stuff, which are directly tied to football. What do you think presidents decide this kind of news on?
Well, they've come out publicly, I think. In fact, the president at, I believe it's Oklahoma, was the one that listed the 5 criteria. That's straight from the conference, and it's the areas that you just discussed. I think it's all of it. I do think that football plays a big role in that. That's at the end of the day, I think, why this is happening. It's, or if it's going to happen. And so, you know, that's where a school like Boise State, I think we can hang our hat on something like that. You know, we certainly don't, if you're just going to look at market size, okay, it is what it is. But, you know, the other way to look at that, I guess, is when you're playing on TV, are people tuning in? Are they watching?
Yeah.
And I'm very proud to say that I think our brand is attractive regardless of where you are in the country, and people can't argue that. And I'm not trying to make a pitch for Boise State. I'm just saying when it comes down to those kinds of things, I think presidents consider all of those areas, Mike, that you talked about. And I think that's important for them to do that. What's the number one criteria versus the number 5 criteria? I have no idea. So
we're asking the AD today. Kurt Apsey is with us here today on The Ticket. Glad that you're with us. We can talk about this a little bit today. And without going too far into what has been, I'm sure, very private conversations with a lot of people in regards to this. Mm-hmm. Could you give us kind of a feeling of what the rest of the conference has to say? Because one of the nice things about this coming out during media days is everybody's around in Vegas for you to talk to and pat on the back and say, let's have a conversation for a few minutes. Yeah. What has been the conference reaction to Boise State being a part of that discussion?
You know, I think Craig has done a good job of saying that, first of all, he's proud of the Mountain West that teams in our conference are actually being talked about. Mm-hmm. That means we're doing something right. And so, and I don't think that's all about football. I mean, we have a very strong basketball conference as well. So as long as they're talking about teams in our conference, that's good for the Mountain West. I don't think Craig will ever come out and say, oh my goodness, if someone got offered that, there's no way they should do that. They should stay in the Mountain West. I don't think he would ever say that, nor do I think he believes that. So, you know, I think schools in general, at least in our conference, are always going to look out for what's best for that particular institution. So that's on our side, and I think Craig would probably tell you the same thing.
Gotcha. The giant gorilla in the room is money, obviously.
Yeah.
And if you have a budget of around $40 million, and I have no idea what Oklahoma's is, but I'm guessing it's, I'll throw out $140 million.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
When you sign your name on the dotted line, your $40 million will automatically become, let's say, $55 million because of additional TV money.
Yeah.
How much do you sit down and look, and how much do your coaches sit down and say, I'm not sure I want to go there because I'm not sure I want to get my butt kicked with the resources that we have compared to the resources they have? Or do you tend to take that gamble and try to build what you have? I'm assuming it's the latter.
But it's probably a little of both. You know, I don't think you'll talk to one coach in our department that'll say, oh my God, I don't want to go to the Big 12. You know, we get killed. I think what they would say is, what's the deal look like? You know, what kind of resources are we going to have? I'll put our coaches up against anybody in the country. I think they are very, very good at what they do, and they prove that day in and day out with the resources that they currently have. Now, are we going to be able to, or let's say we have the opportunity to say yes or no to something like this, the very first question I'm going to ask is, can we stay competitive? And I've said that before on the show since I've been on it, mm-hmm. and that doesn't change. I think Dr. Custer would tell you the same thing.
Absolutely.
I think if you give our coaches the resources that they need in terms of who they're competing against, I don't care what conference it is, I think we can compete. And so if that opportunity ever comes our way to where we've got to say yes or no, that is the very first question I think we're going to ask is, are we going to be able to have the resources that our coaches need to surround their programs with people that can compete at that level? And if that's the case, then obviously that is something that is good for our athletic program and obviously good for Boise State.
I think it was great what Coach Harsin had to say because, of course, he was asked the question as well during media days. Yeah. And just paraphrasing Coach, if I can here a little bit, just basically said, I don't have anything to do with the decision, and I'm not going to say whether I want to go or not, but if they're not looking at us, they're crazy. Look at what our football team is like.
Right, right. And I think Brian, you know, without, and maybe you didn't get into this, or maybe he just didn't answer the question, but I think Brian's the same way. If you said to him, hey, you know, if we were in the Big 12 tomorrow, or we were in the Pac-12 tomorrow, or whatever it is, you know, could you compete? He's without hesitation going to say yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he would say that over a period of time if the resources stayed how they are. I mean, there's just, you know, it's you're driving two different cars, and one's going to be faster than the other, and sooner or later you're going to lose the race 9 times out of 10. And so I don't think he would hesitate for 2 seconds to say, hey, as long as we have the resources that we need, we can beat anybody in the country. And what's funny, if you think about it, we've done that without those resources. Now, we don't have to play those types of teams every single Saturday, obviously, but if resources change and we have the coaches that we have on our staff, I'm confident that we can compete with anybody in the country.
What's being said that you know of that you could say publicly about, is this a football? If they invited you, is the Big 12 likely to invite a school football only or all sports? What does the Big 12 want to do? What's been said publicly?
I think it could be either or.
Okay.
I think it could be 2 schools, 4 schools, maybe no schools. Who knows? I think it could be 4 schools with all sports. Maybe it's a couple schools with just football. That I would think probably you would maybe think of that more from a geographical standpoint. You know, it's a heck of a lot harder for schools far away to bring everybody than it is just to travel the football program because, sure. you know, most schools are on charters and,
yeah.
you know, Mike, the only real difference probably there is that it's a 3.5 hour charter in, you know, in relation to a 2 hour charter. So.
And you're looking at 3 to 6 times.
Yeah. The bringing the whole program, I think obviously is a lot different than just having football.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about 4 or 5 super conferences. Mm. We're kind of there now. We're just all kind of scattered and different. But if the Big 12 goes to 14, I believe that will become the third 14-team league. Are we kind of heading back into this, you know, 4 14-team superpower conferences?
Well, it's, you know, if you count them up, it sure looks that way.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's probably where you get a little nervous.
Being left behind.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, the legislative changes within the NC2A over the last 5 years, I think, have really drawn a much wider line in the sand. And I think the separation between those two groups of schools it's growing. And it's harder for schools like Boise State to stay competitive. And so that's where I go back to us just to continue to keep doing what we're doing so that when there is an opportunity that we're in the conversation, and I think we're doing that.